Let's practice plank pose. Plank pose is also known as Kumbhakasana in Sanskrit. Plank pose is an arm balancing posture which helps to strengthen our arms, our wrists, our shoulders, and our chest. It also helps to tone our abdominal muscles and strengthen our back, especially our lower back. So the more we can strengthen our tummy muscles, the better we support our lower back and can help to reduce lower back pain. So plank is actually pretty much a full body posture, which strengthens the entire body all the way from the tips of the toes to the crown of the head. So when I practice plank pose, I like to start in puppy pose. So I start towards the back end of the mat, so the back short end of the mat, with the shins and the tops of the feet pushed down in the mat. Let's then curl our toes under so that the bottom pads of our toes are pushing down into the mat. And we're going to draw our buttocks back towards our heels, lengthen the front of the body along the tops of our thighs. Then walk the fingertips forward so that our wrists and our hands are in line with our shoulders, straight out in front of us. You can also bring the forehead down to the mat. Let's spread the fingers nice and wide and ground as much surface area of the hands down into the mat. Then from there, we're going to lift up into a downward facing dog. So we're going to lift our hips up, straighten our legs, and draw our hips back so that we are in an inverted V position. So we're standing on our hands and feet. Our feet should be about hip distance apart. And we draw up our kneecaps and our thigh muscles. Keep drawing our hips back in our downward facing dog and lengthening the sides of our body from the armpits all the way to our hips. Push the floor away with the hands. Keep drawing the hips back and reaching the heels down into the mat. Now what you could do here is place a yoga block again in between the thighs. So halfway between the thighs and the knees, could squeeze a yoga block, which helps to activate that inner line of the thighs again and activate the lower tummy muscles. So I find it's helpful to move from downward facing dog to plank as it helps us gain control and move into the position in a controlled manner. So what we do, we're going to start shifting our hips forward and bring our shoulders above our wrists, so that there's a straight line from the crown of our head all the way down towards our heels. So now we make sure those wrists are underneath the shoulders. We broaden across our collarbones and by drawing our shoulder blades down the back. We tuck our chin slightly so the back of the neck is nice and long and easy, keeping the head in line with the rest of the spine. We draw the tummy muscles up towards the spine. We again draw up our thigh muscles and our kneecaps and reach our tailbone towards our heels. Reaching the heels back so we're drawing the energy back up behind us. We draw the pelvic floor up towards the spine. And we contract the tummy muscles. Let's lift the bottom ribs slightly. So we tuck in the belly up slightly. And look, feel our inner elbows. We want to turn our inner elbows so they face forward in the same direction as our fingertips. Try to keep the front of your chest nice and broad. And keep the shoulder blades nice and broad. If you feel that there's any intense sensations in your lower back, Perhaps your pelvis is dropping slightly towards the floor, and it's better to keep the hips slightly lifted. Even if you're not in a perfectly straight line from kind of the head to the heels, it's better to have the hips slightly lifted to protect the lower back. Then let's move our awareness to the breath, deepening our inhalations and lengthening our exhalations. See if we can hold this posture, perhaps for 5 breaths at least. And as we get stronger, we try to hold the posture for as long as we can, longer and longer. So for more breaths. If you find that your wrists hurt, what you could do is make fists with your hands and balance on fists instead of the palms of your hands. You could also perhaps bring your forearms down to the mat so that you're resting on the palms of your hands and your elbows. So there'll be a straight line, like the elbows will be underneath your shoulders, and then your wrists will be in line with your elbows. If you find that you get very tired, you could also touch your knees down to the mat. So you could rest by resting your knees down on the mat. Plank is a very strong posture, like I said. Very good to build strength in the entire body. And also helpful to build stamina and endurance. So enjoy your plank pose and see how many breaths you can hold this posture for. It's amazing to see how strong you become in your plank posture, especially when you get the right alignment. Because reaching in opposite directions with the heels, the more you can reach the heels back and reach the crown of the head forward, push the floor away with the hands, and keep the hips in perfect alignment, the easier the posture becomes. And the easier it becomes to focus on the breath, and the stronger you will become.